makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Friday, June 26th. Well, this is going to be one of our last podcasts for about a week. We'll be back after that, but for a week, all the Texans coaches and front office staff, we're all taking off and getting some much-needed vacation before we start getting ready for training camp. Of course, training camp kicks off on July 31st. Well, for today, though, we have quite a treat, and that would be an interview with guard Chester Pitts. Pitts is always very, very entertaining. You know, he had surgery on his elbows during the offseason, and he participated in a limited fashion in OTAs and minicamp. He's ready to be all systems go by the time training camp rolls around. And he also shared about what he thinks the offensive line is going to be able to do next season. He has some pretty high standards because that starting unit, that offensive line, started all 16 games together last year. And with the zone blocking scheme that the Texans run, they really will be well equipped to take their game to the next level, having all those starters return. Pitts also said that he has some fun plans for his little break before training camp begins. And, you know, Chester can be a little Hollywood. He gets teased on the team a lot about that. And that's because he and Ephraim Salaam, a former Texan, both won the NFL Super Bowl ad commercial a couple years ago. And then they got to appear on Ellen and since then have been hosts for the Emmys on the red carpet and things like that, the Grammys, you know, things of that nature. So Chester has some Hollywood plans, mainly going to the ESPYs. He'll share that as well. Here's the always entertaining Chester Pitts. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Chester Pitts. All right, Chester, you had a little surgery this offseason. Talk about the procedure that you had done on your elbows.
It's a meniscectomy. It's basically a scope. Over the years, you know, from the pounding, I basically just had like small pieces of a bone that broke off, and they would float around in the joint, and they would just get caught and jammed sometimes, and you know, Dr. Lowe just went in with a little scope and took them out, cleaned it up, and made it, you know, made the joint surface smoother. And then, you know, honestly, they're feeling good. I'm almost right up to, you know, my max strength where I've been, and I'll be ready for the season.
Well, you missed a little bit of OTAs, but you were out there doing some stuff. Talk about what you were able to do.
Well, they kept me in the drills where I could control it, where, you know, the individual drills, you know, the running conditioning. You know, in team stuff, you really can't control because you don't know what the other guys in front of you are going to do. But when you're, you know, with your group over in the team drills, it's fine. And you know, I got to do some punching and kind of get back into the groove of it, and I'll be fine. And, you know, they were being safe. They were saying, you know, it's OTAs, the guys played a game or two, so why risk it? You know, he'll be back getting ready for training camp.
So for training camp, all systems go.
I don't have a choice in that. Well, no, I'll be fine. I'll be healthy. You know, it's one of those years where you would love another week or two of just strength and getting stronger. But by the same token, I don't think that they're really going to beat me up through training camp. So I'll have plenty of time to heal up and, you know, continue to get stronger.
All right, training camp kicks off on July 31st, and you're going to be with an offensive line. So exciting. You're going to be with a starting offensive line unit that started all 16 games together last season. Talk about how much of an advantage that's going to give you guys going into next season, especially considering the scheme the Texans run.
Well, the thing about our system, really any offensive line, it's continuity. You know, it's all about all five guys working as one unit. And when you're going with the guys you've been going with, I mean, it's almost second nature. We don't have to bark out. If there's a call that requires three words being said, you don't have to say those anymore. You can just grunt, and you know, we go. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where we have a lot of nonverbal cues or even shorter verbal cues that, you know, we can communicate, get things said to each other, so we're always on the same page and, you know, doing what we want to do.
Well, especially with the Texans zone blocking scheme, because it's about moving together and you guys all moving to get to that second level.
Well, absolutely. We, you know, some guys will stay on the first, some guys move up to the second. And the thing is, what it protects you against is when people slant and twist from guys getting picked off. You know, all of us take the first couple steps are all lateral, then you work up. You make the defense determine where they're going to go, then you get up to your guy. And it's cohesiveness, it's continuity, you know, any of those, you know, SAT words you want to throw in there that mean all five guys, you know, daisy chained together. As long as we're doing that, we'll be fine.
All right, well, in the third round of the draft, the Texans picked up Antoine Caldwell, backup guard and center. What kind of depth does he give you guys?
Well, I mean, his versatility. I mean, he's a center, but he's thick enough and strong enough to step in and play some guard, you know, on both sides. And when you have a player like that, you know, on Sundays, you know, we used to, you know, in the beginning, we used to just 9 linemen. Then they went to 8 linemen, and our team pushes it. We only dress 7 offensive linemen. So if you dress 7 linemen, you need one guy that can play the middle 3 and one guy that can play outside. And what it does is it gives you additional bodies on Sunday to run around special teams and help out with the linebackers and the tight ends and the guys that play the majority of the special teams plays. Because that's really important to have, fresh guys for special teams, because, all the starters, all of the plays, on defense or on offense. He really is going to he's gonna fill that role. And that's it's good, good pick, good choice.
Well, you guys have a little bit of time before training camp. What plans do you have?
Only thing big I'm doing is I'll do the ESPYs. I was thinking about doing BET Awards this weekend, but I'm kind of traveled out. I've done a lot of traveling these last, these last couple of weeks. So I'm going to just rest, hang out. And then, ESPY should be really fun. I mean, between the gifting suites are always really nice. And then have fun on the red carpet. I'm going to run into a bunch of my buddies, and we just clown and have fun on it. So go to the show. It'll be a good show. So it'll be a good time.
Everyone loves swag, all the swag that comes from those events. But I also have to mention that we had a survey with the players about who is the most famous person they have in their cell phones, and a lot of players on this team said Chester, quote-unquote, Hollywood Pitts. Do you have a comment on that? Apparently you're pretty Hollywood on this team.
Don't be a part of that, Brooke. First of all, there was maybe one guy that said it, and it was Matt probably telling a joke. But no, I'm not Hollywood, and surely not famous. I'm an offensive lineman. I block for a living. Get out of here.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back in about a week with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.